Friday, week one. 10:30. 2.5 hours of doing something that looked approximately like work to anyone looking into the office from the outside, and still no nearer to completing the reading she'd planned for herself this morning. But the only people looking in from the outside were Oscar and Sean, roughhousing on the small patch of grass that passed for a backyard. She was enthralled by their physicality, something she noticed between Sean and both the boys that she could only imitate. It seemed to come naturally to the three of them. In 2 hours' time, by agreement, she would break for lunch and Sean would get the uninterrupted office time for the afternoon. Sean's heartbeat was in the house now, and she could feel it. There was a rightness in the three of them being within the same walls, and in 6 hours' time, she would have Zach, too. Canberra, windy, clouds clearing in the afternoon, 14. She tried to think herself 6 degrees colder, to feel what he was feeling, tried to imagine the walls of the National Gallery, the paintings he would be looking at. She tried to think herself into his thoughts, coming home, the art in front of him, or some computer game. Even when he was right in front of her, she had no access. 11:20. She watched Oscar carry a can of cat food out to the patio. Mr. Moon followed, weaving in between his legs, fawningly rubbing against him, as if Oscar were not already feeding him. Oscar squatted on his heels and put down the can, engulfing Mr. Moon in a hug, and the cat took the opportunity to stretch out his neck and lick the top layer from the tin. He had become Oscar's in the last few days, to be found demanding pats while Oscar watched TV on the sofa, or hidden at the bottom of his bed before lights out, a furry substitute for friends or a brother. 12:15. She reached the end of a paragraph and forced herself to start the next section. 12:27. Close enough. The kitchen was oddly quiet. No Sean or Oscar in the living room, but through the closed door to the front of the house, she could hear puffing and panting, giggling, and little feet thudding. She opened the door to the...